beloved in the Lord, attempt the work of the institution of this Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, as they are delivered by St. Paul. I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, that we may fulfill his institution in righteousness and in joy, let us together follow his blessed example." And as he gave thanks and drew near to God his Father and presented his prayers, let us now follow his example and present unto God our prayers of thanksgiving and our prayers for others. Let us pray. God of glory, you came to our world in such great lowliness, born to an earthly home and a human family. We bless your grace and condescension. We bow before you, the King who reigns over all the world in righteousness, whose kingdom will never pass away, whose purpose of love for all creation will yet be fulfilled. So much we have been given, to make our life good and our hearts glad, blessing and mercy, known and without our knowing, freely given, beyond our deserving, grace upon grace, day upon day. Our life, our health, our reason, our family, our friends, and nameless helpers, homes that are to us more than just shelters, filled with comforts and loveliness, a place to live on earth, and the promise of a home in heaven. O God, for these and all your mercies, more than we can count, we bless and praise your kindness. Lord Jesus Christ, hear our prayers this morning for others. Stretch out your hand in blessing upon our needy world, and bring peace, we pray, to troubled lands and people. Send solace to the suffering where the flames of war are burning, and may all the earth come soon to learn the folly of violence and the preciousness of peace. May he who healed and hallowed suffering himself upon the cross of Calvary bring his help and hope to the whole human family. O God, whose compassion never fails, whose faithfulness is new every morning, draw near, we pray, to those who are stricken with illness or worry this morning. May all who are pained in their body or in their mind know your saving grace, and we pray especially for any who are known to us, for those we have left at home, for those of our own family circle. Ease their discomfort, allay their fear, strengthen their faith, we pray. And remember those for whom there will be no healing, and whose sickness will know no cure, and who wait for death itself. Give them strength to meet the days ahead with patient trust and steadfast hope, not sorrowing as those who have no hope, neither bitter nor defeated, but sure of heaven and trusting in your name alone. And for ourselves and those we love, keep us all together in your care. And now, remembering our Saviour's work and passion and pleading his eternal sacrifice, we follow his blessed example and obey his command. Send down your Holy Spirit to bless us and to bless these, your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread that we break may be for us our communion in the body of Christ, and the cup of blessing that we bless the communion of the blood of Christ, to our spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. Through him, now, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, be all honour and glory to you for now and evermore. Amen. And now, according to the holy institution, example, and command of our Lord Jesus Christ, and for a memorial of him, we do this. who the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Take and eat, this is the body of Christ which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of him. This cup is the new covenant in the blood of Christ. It is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Drink all of you from it.